Welcome to another Foolish Thoughts episode. This is Joseph Barone, aka A Fool for Learning, your training and learning consultant. And our Foolish Thought for today is The Buyout 5 Years Later, Part 3. At the end of March 2019, I left my organization after a buyout, and in May of 2020, I did a series of episodes on the buyout, or as my former employer likes to call it, a package, on the things you need to do to prepare yourself for it. Now, it's been 5 years since, and I want to review those thoughts to see if they still hold true. Some of these preparations and decisions were long-term and some were short-term, but today we're going to take a look at two of the actions that I took. First, your pension and or 401k. If you can contribute, please do the max, as many employers match your contribution up to a certain percentage. More than likely, you're going to have to transfer this to a new investment when you leave. However, depending upon your company, their plan, your age, you may be able to withdraw the funds without any penalty. When I left my organization, I contacted the 401k fund manager to determine the process to transfer the funds, as this was the case in many organizations. You can't keep it in the same fund when you leave. I was surprised when I was told that not only could I keep the funds in the same 401k, but that I could withdraw funds without any penalty if needed. Why? Because of my age, I was over 55, and the number of years investment. Now, I did not withdraw any of the funds, but it was good to know that it was available to me. It gave me a huge peace of mind. My final piece of advice in this episode, which I still believe stands, is negotiate or ask for something additionally. You may be able to negotiate something to, quote, sweeten the deal, end quote, as they say. This is especially true if you are voluntarily accepting a buyout. For example, over 25 years ago, someone I worked with was looking to retire outside of the Washington, D.C. area. Susan, and that was her name, was close to retirement, and the call came out for volunteers to accept the buyout. She went, explained that she was interested in the buyout, but wondered if they would be willing to pay for her moving costs. HR asked her for an estimate, which she then provided, and they said yes. Within a week, the papers were signed, and within 2 months, she was gone. Now, even if you don't think that the organization is willing to negotiate, still try. For example, at the time of my buyout, I asked for something extra. Although they could not give me everything I asked for, they did give me something because of the set of circumstances I was facing at the time. Remember, the worst that they can tell you is no. So, investing in your pension 401k and negotiating both served me well when I left and may serve you well also. Hopefully, I've given you something to think about. And if you learned something from this episode, please take a moment to like, comment, subscribe, or even share with a friend. To learn more about A Fool for Learning and how I can assist you and your organization with an appropriate learning solution to meet your business needs, please visit my website at afoolforlearning.com. This is Joseph Barone, the CEO of A Fool for Learning, signing out. Remember, learn, perform, succeed.